What about finances? Sharing financial information may be difficult, but it is also necessary in a healthy dating relationship, especially if that relationship seems to be moving toward an engagement and marriage. Sharing with each other how you manage your money will likely lead you to the discovery that you have different patterns of saving, giving, and spending. Negotiating these differences before marriage will make the transition into marriage much easier. For example, if one of you regularly gives 10% of your income to charitable causes and the other gives 2% or nothing, this difference has the potential of strong marital conflict if not resolved before marriage. The amount of debt and the type of debt certainly needs to be revealed to each other. How much money you have in savings and the purpose of your savings account also is important information. When one of you tends to be a saver and the other a spender, negotiation is in order. Negotiation involves discussing the matter fully and finding a solution that is acceptable to both of you. These are not matters that would ever be discussed while you are in the casual stage of dating. But when you move to the committed stage, and especially when you start thinking about engagement and marriage, these are extremely important matters. Dating also allows you to get to know each other's family dynamics. How do her mom and dad relate to each other? And what about his parents? How do they relate to each other, and what kind of relationship does he have with his dad and mom? Are parents divorced in either family? What is the nature of the present relationship each of you has with your parents? You should make great effort to spend time with the family of your dating partner. If you should eventually get married, they will be a part of your life for a long time. In a healthy dating relationship, you will each foster the educational and vocational goals of the other. After all, our education and vocation are a huge part of life. The young man who says to his girlfriend who is a junior in college, "Why don't you drop out of college and marry me? I'm going to have a career in the military and you don't need a college degree," is not the kind of young man who is ready for marriage. This attitude reveals his own self-centeredness. In a mature relationship, we are encouraging each other and helping each other in the pursuit of educational and vocational goals. A healthy dating relationship will also be a balanced relationship. In an effort to identify the various aspects of our humanity, we often use such words as intellectual, emotional, social, spiritual, and physical. While in reality these five can never be isolated because they are intertwined, it is helpful to focus on these five areas during the dating relationship. The intellectual has to do with our thoughts, our desires, and our perceptions of life. We often speak of intellectual compatibility. The question is, do we have the ability to share our reactions to a newspaper or magazine article and to stimulate thought without condemning or arguing with each other? If our political ideas clash, how do we process our differences? Learning how to disagree and not be disagreeable is one of the evidences of intellectual compatibility. If a man who seldom reads a book is dating a woman who is a voracious reader, the question is, do they have the foundation for intellectual compatibility? The one who makes straight A's in college may have great difficulty communicating with the person who squeaked by with C's and D pluses. Intellectually, are you close enough to hold hands? Do your conversations about intellectual matters stimulate growth or condemnation? The emotional aspect of life has to do with our unsolicited emotional responses to the events we encounter in life. Some people hear the siren of a fire truck and are gripped with fear. Another may observe someone crying and feel extremely uncomfortable. Our feelings are not something we choose. They simply come as a part of life. Learning to share these emotions and understand where they are coming from and choosing a positive response to our feelings are an important part of the process of maturing. Learning how to help each other process emotions is a part of growing a healthy dating relationship. We are also social creatures. We seek to share life with others. There is something about human nature that desires to live in community. That is why one of the most stringent of punishments is solitary confinement. However, there is a great variance in how, when, and where we like to spend time with people. Social events are abundant in our society. Thousands of people every week spend time in stadiums, watching various sporting events, while others are gathered in symphony halls, theaters, and churches. All of these are social events, but the same people do not necessarily attend all of those events. What are your social interests? What are those of your dating partner? One young lady said to me, "I find it really hard to understand how he could sit in the stands all day Sunday and watch cars run around in a circle. If that is his idea of a social event, I don't know that we are living on the same planet." She may well be right. The good thing is that she is discovering this while they are in the dating stage and not after they are married. Then there is the spiritual aspect of life. I mentioned earlier that my academic field is the study of anthropology, which is a study of human cultures. We have never discovered a culture in which people do not have beliefs about the non-material world. Man seems inescapably spiritual. So, what are your concepts of spiritual reality? And what are the perceptions of your dating partner? How fully have you discussed this area of life? Because spiritual beliefs often affect the rest of life, this aspect of life is exceedingly important. One lady said to me, "I don't know if I'm going to be able to continue in this relationship. I am a Wiccan and my boyfriend is a Christian. Every time we talk about it, we get into an argument. I like him a lot and I enjoy being with him, but I'm not sure our relationship can survive our differences in spiritual perceptions." I commended her for being mature enough to face this reality.